is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
For our anniversary party. Oh, I'm so glad we're not having it at the apartment.
How many?
83.
81 too many.
Well, darling, that's sweet. You mean drop everybody but you and me?
Why not? We give parties until they come out of our eardrums.
Just you and me and a big fire and a bottle of champagne. No, two bottles, his and hers.
And a quiet evening by ourselves.
Ned, I didn't think you cared.
I know damned well you don't, Holly.
Oh, but I do, darling. I love every expensive minute of our difficult marriage. Mm. So, 83 guests and one problem.
Only one?
A big one. Claire Cushing. Wouldn't you know she'd get back when I was in the country? You saw her. How'd she look?
Oh, marvelous. Sleek as a cat.
Well, she's done it and she's made it work.
You mean the Liberated Woman Act?
She's got her husband and she's got her freedom.
Well, that's where you're wrong.
Well, she's still married to Tony. Well,
she's got his name, she's got his support, but she's no wife.
Now, that's really quaint, darling. A wife today doesn't have to keep the slippers or the bed warm.
No, but once in a while she should want to.
I thought you liked Claire.
I don't like anybody who doesn't play fair.
Oh, Ned, you have just cut our guest list in half. But the problem remains. What are we going to do about Claire? She and Tony are both old friends of ours.
Tony's coming?
He promised. He really was quite sweet about it. I think a little sentimental.
Well, then skip Claire.
But we can't, darling. We absolutely can't. I've known her even longer than I've known Tony. Now, that's our problem. And I'm having lunch with her, and she knows the date. I'll have to ask her.
All right, Holly, with 83 people, who'll care?
Tony.
He knows how to avoid her. Damned if he didn't last night. She had me taxi her down to his club. Word came back he was out.
True or false?
Well, who knows? But if he's got to put up with that dame, he's doing it with dignity.
Male chauvinism, all you men hang together.
Any more problems?
I haven't finished this one. I invited Tony to bring his new girlfriend.
For Pete's sake, why?
But I'm dying to meet her. She's a complete mystery woman.
If Tony has any sense, he'll keep it that way.
Ned, I think he is really involved with this girl, whoever she is, and... Oh, I have decided I am going to invite Claire. Oh, it's wonderful to see you, Holly. I hope you don't mind lunching in my hotel suite.
You certainly live it up, Claire.
I like comfort. Well, you look great, as if you were enjoying yourself.
Well, it's been amusing. It depends, of course, on whom you see.
Like men?
Well, I certainly didn't mean museums. The world is different today, Holly. A woman can do anything she likes. You meet someone, you find him amusing for a while, then you say goodbye. No claims, no responsibilities.
No regrets?
Regrets? What about? Why should people stay together when they're bored?
Because you could get bored just as quickly with somebody else.
That's why Tony and I have such a workable arrangement.
You know, if it would be Claire, I would want a clean break. If I were through with the marriage, I'd be through.
Holly, if you mean a divorce, you're being naive. Why should I let some other girl grab a man who's a convenience to me?
But you are neither married nor free.
I'm both, and I like it.
Well, what about Tony?
Well, he has no cause for complaint. I never interfere.
Suppose he met somebody.
You mean somebody he's serious about? Darling, Tony's only serious about one thing, his business. The arrangement suits him as well as it does me.
I hope so.
You are not telling me that Tony has met a girl he's serious about.
Oh, I haven't seen Tony in weeks.
Holly, half the women in his town would be after Tony if he were free. He'd be running to me for protection.
I can't quite see him doing that.
Well, you don't know him. I do. He doesn't want involvement. So, let him have his girls. He supports me in the style I like, and that's all I want. Why this sudden concern?
Ned and I are celebrating our 15th anniversary next week.
How depressing.
Isn't it? We're going to struggle through it with a party. You're invited, of course. But I should tell you, Tony is coming.
Alone?
He hasn't said.
Well, I'm meeting him this evening. I'll ask him. It might be amusing. Tony?
I called your office from here in the lobby. They said you were leaving, so I waited. Kate, I have to talk to you. Will you have a drink with me?
I'm afraid I can't.
Why not?
I'm going up to Belhaven for the weekend, and I have some things to do.
That's not the real reason. Running away?
No.
Honey, I've been obsessed by you since our talk last night. Oh, for God's sake, I can't talk to you here in this lobby.
Then why don't we postpone it?
What am I, an outcast because I told you I'd been married? Doesn't 2 months of devoted attention mean anything? I want 10 minutes, that's all.
All right.
Good. Come on, we'll go down to that bar down the street. Answer? Two blonde Dubonnet on the rocks. If you don't like it, Kate, we'll send it back. I have to order something.
You are uptight.
Well, why wouldn't I be? I called you 3 times today, left messages. You never called back. Kate, I was completely honest with you last night. I told you about Claire. I told you there was no marriage. What she was like. I don't think I deserve this.
You told me everything but one item.
What was that?
That she's in town. I had to read that in the paper.
Oh, my God. Did she give that to a gossip column?
You didn't want me to know.
She knows how to hurt, Kate. I didn't want you even to be aware of her.
But you've seen her.
She flew in yesterday. I ran into her in the airport.
And you'll see her again?
That's what I have to talk to you
about. Two blonde Dubonnet?
Yes, thank you. Leave them. Here, let me pay the check now. Keep the change.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Tony, there's really no point in this, you see. It's all of a sudden, it's all so different for us.
You really believe that?
It has to be.
I tell you, nothing has changed. Kate, when you and I met that day...
Also in the airport.
What the hell difference does that make? When we met, something happened between us. You were so tied up in Belhaven knots, you couldn't even see it. I had no reason to see you again, but there it was. And here we are, 2 months later, both of us tortured because that something is still there. But it is, isn't it?
Tony, I don't want to be involved with a married man.
Do you think I want you to be? Have I introduced you to my friends and put you in a false position?
Is this what you had to talk to me about?
Kate, I have to see Claire tonight.
Of course.
It's not of course that way at all. It's a business meeting. She wants more money.
I don't think I need to know about that.
Oh, well, you wouldn't understand about it anyhow. You haven't got that kind of mind. But I want to tell her about you.
Tony, you wouldn't.
I won't mention your name. I'm simply going to tell her that my life has some meaning now. But I have to know that you're with me. Kate?
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Datril. I compared labels. Datril has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Datril can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Datril, new from Bristol-Myers.
Mystery meat again. The food hasn't changed since the last time I was in college, but I have. 12 years later, 12 gray hairs. The only gray hairs in the entire class. So, I tried Love and Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, just covers up gray without changing your natural color. Love and Care made my hair softer and shinier. And two boys wanted my number.
Love and Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair. Faces of Love has been brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Final Net Non-Aerosol Hair Mist, a sensible alternative to aerosol hairsprays.
William Makepeace Thackeray here, author of this novel and your devoted servant. I do not like muddles. Becky Sharp is in one, Captain Rawdon Crawl is in one, and I may be myself in one for all I know. I confide a secret to you. I own, well, from one day to the next, I often do not know what I shall write, how the tale will unfold. Oh, I know my characters, yes, but what they will do, whither they go, is their affair until I put quill to paper. Rawdon. He is at the stables, unwillingly there, sent by Rebecca so she might spin a yarn for Miss Crawley. What that yarn would be, he does not know. Woe and alas, Miss Crawley having heard it announced...
I shall go to the stables myself and ask Rawdon why he behaves in this curious fashion. His behavior is most unmanly, and I mean to find out why.
No time for Becky to warn, to explain, to coach the fellow she has given her heart to. She cannot stop Miss Crawley, cannot reach Rawdon. But the moment Miss Crawley quits the orangery...
Miss Becky!
Yes!
Oh, I heard, Miss Becky. I was hidden, I heard.
I wondered you here, and you're here.
Oh, she's terrible.
Miss Crawley!
Oh, no, don't talk.
Listen, run. Run fast to the stables. She'll go by the path, you through the orchard. Find Rawdon, tell him this. He's to say he's not taken with me. He loves a lady in London. He's to give her a name, and he wants to leave Queen's Crawley. Don't forget anything. Can you remember?
Does a duck forget water, ma'am? Didn't I hear it all?
Then go. Run! Why?
If someone's within, miss,
you'll think of something.
If Miss Crawley comes too quick,
you'll think of something.
Oh, I don't know.
You do. You can. You've lived with me long enough to use your wits. Now go!
While Giles runs, Becky's mind runs, and both, you have my word, run very fast. Let us catch Becky later, Giles.
Will she find him before Miss Crawley? Oh, yes, yes, she's swift. But dear Rawdon is not. Can he say what he must say? Oh, he won't understand. Or Miss C will put him in a fury, and he'll say, because he vowed it here, damn me, I'll tell Aunt Matilda I'd love a governess in that flat. Oh, I've tangled and bungled everything. What is it Italian peasants say? If he can make dragon's head or mermaid's tail of this, he's cleverer than I think. Oh, when will I know if all is lost? Here I must stay, wait and wait and wait, cornered like a fox.
And little fox she is, got round Miss Crawley like a fox outdistancing the hounds. But what will come to pass now is out of her hands. There goes Giles, flashing through the orchard. And where is Rawdon? Ah, what singular good fortune. He is with no one. Near the paddock, he leans upon a gate, trying to understand the small person who has purloined his heart.
Captain Rawdon! Captain Rawdon!
What in blazes?
Oh, Miss Becky sent me. You're to listen hard. It's what you're to say to Miss Crawley that's on her way.
Here? Why the devil is
you're not to talk, sir. You're to listen. Now, you're to say to your auntie, you ain't took with Miss Becky. You want to go back to London. You've a lady of fashion you love.
What?
A lady. A lady you love.
Don't love a lady.
You do, sir. Beg pardon, for your auntie. So she'll not fret. You'll love Miss Becky.
Oh, that. What lady? Who?
You're to give her a name.
In God's name, what name?
I don't know, sir. A lady you've took to balls and the opera and the races. One of them ladies.
Oh.
Now then, sir. What's her name?
Lady. Lady Ticklebury.
Ah, she'll do very nice, I'm sure, sir.
No, she'll not. She married Binky Baskerville Tuesday last.
Oh, well, you'll think of another for Miss Cook. Look, I can't stand it out. You've got it all straight, have you, sir?
No.
Oh.
Confound it. Why is Auntie coming? Why is she following me about?
She don't like it. You ain't fetched with Miss Becky.
What?
She don't think it manly.
Hang it, does she or don't she want me to be fetched?
She do and she don't, sir.
A plague on it all. I'll tell what's true. There's no lady in London in the whole world. There's only Becky Sharp and there's an end on it.
Oh, no, sir, please, sir. Look, you've got to do what Miss Becky says. She told you, Captain. Miss Crawley will not give you tuppence in her will if... Oh, the Lord help us. She's nigh. I see her through the trees. She sees me. I know it. Now, she'll ask. Tell her I've come looking for Simon the stable groom. Say he's my heart's love. Oh, you will say all I've told, sir.
Damn and blast. Don't know what you've told me. Don't know what I'll say. Go and find your heart's love and let me think what to do about mine.
Disaster may be coming through the trees. Ladies, soon you will learn what perils await us. Pray, do not wander far.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Final Net sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Final Net is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Final Net go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Final Net, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Hi, I'm Sandy Wright. In 1966, I was in a Miss Clairol commercial. Then it was, does she or doesn't she? Today, she still does. I love my hair. After 9 years, yes, 9 years of using Miss Clairol cream formula, it's in great condition. Terrific body, easy to manage, and if I have any gray, who knows?
Miss Clairol cream formula. It's the hair color professionals use. The best it can be, at any price. Look for Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Miss Crawley, who dotes upon her nephew, now regards him with disdain. No, too strong a word there. I shall cross it out. Regards him with suspicion. No. With... She can't make him out. Leave it at that.
Rawdon, I can't make you out.
Oh, I see. No, don't see.
Rebecca has told me of matters I find very odd. Surely she is mistaken.
Yes, surely.
Well, how can you say yes when you've no notion what I'm talking about?
No, I am. That is, what are you talking about, Aunt Matilda?
For my part, I was sickened to hear it.
Sickened? What did Miss Rebecca tell you?
That you do not find her charming, that you wish to return to London, and that you've a lady there you are serious about.
But Miss Rebecca told you that, did she?
And what have you to say for yourself? Well...
Don't find her charming. Wish to return to London. Lady I'm serious about. There, said it.
I can scarce believe my ears. Though I should have known Rebecca would not dare tell me falsehood.
Forgot to say Giles' own true love is Simon the stable groom.
What interest have I in Giles and stable grooms?
Why have you never mentioned one word to me of the lady you are courting?
Escorted her to balls, races, opera.
You know very well anyone you're serious about must have my approval.
I wasn't sure I was serious till came here.
I'm bound to say love appears to make you a gibbering idiot. Now, what is her name?
Rather not say.
Rawdon? I'll not have secrets. Bless my soul, I'll not.
Blessington. Lady Blessington.
Oh. Of Regent Park, of course. But I've never met her. You must bring her round the moment I'm back in London. Is she handsomely dowered? If not, you must give her up. Well, is she?
Very generous dowry. Very.
Then I shall receive her. Now, about Rebecca.
Rebecca?
Hello! Matilda!
There's Pitt, always coming where he's not wanted.
Couldn't believe me eyes. You at the stables?
You may be sure I'm not here by choice. Pray, what do you think of your son not finding that dear little governess worth his attentions?
No, look here,
I always knew he was a fool. Bigger fool than I thought.
It's not manly to be indifferent to a pretty face.
By gad, both of you listen.
More like his mother than me. Yeah.
Everyone knows you have an eye for Becky Pitt.
Damn it all, I think Miss Rebecca Sharp is...
Don't care to hear what you think. If you ain't got the sense to see she's prettier and smarter and more...
And I do not care to hear what you think. I'm outdone with both of you. And I bid you good afternoon.
Now look what you've done, me fine fella.
Will nobody listen to me?
Ain't got the brains of a warthog. Can't see what's before your eyes. You can go to the devil!
I do see. On my honor as a gentleman, I see she's... She's... Oh, Becky.
Well, I'd say offhand, Rawdon made both Dragon's Head and Mermaid's Tail out of this affair. Whatever that means. Oh, well. Quite enough for one day, ladies. When next we meet... Yes, but that is for when next we meet. Until then, I am your steadfast servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
If I had a nickel for every minute I spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
Say, did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Van Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray for application each side each day, the longest-lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays will give you 37 days of protection. On the average, Van Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Van Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Van Roll-On. So economical, yet so effective.
The Author Studio has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxter.
On the little things in life, brought to you by Datro, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol Myers.
Mr. Baxter.
Baxter?
Yes, Miss Perkins?
Mrs. Baxter phoned and said to remind you that you're meeting her at lunchtime at the stationery shop to pick out your Christmas card.
Oh, yeah.
I hate to ask you, Mr. Baxter, but I was wondering if you might do me a favor. I mean, there are so many card catalogs to look through.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, while you're looking, if you just happen to see one with a schnauzer dog on it.
Schnauzer dog on a Christmas card?
Oh, yes, they have lots of Christmas cards with animals on them. But when it comes to dogs, they usually have poodles or cocker spaniels. Almost anything but schnauzers. And I thought if you saw one, you might just make a note of it. It would save me looking through all the catalogs. I mean, just if you happen to see one.
Yes. If I happen to see a schnauzer, I'll write down the book it's in, sure.
You got my Christmas card last year, didn't you?
What? Oh, yes, I'm sure we did.
You don't remember the letter from Cupid?
Cupid?
That's my schnauzer's name.
Oh, yes, of course. I should remember Cupid with a K. Yes.
Well, I like to make my Christmas cards a little different. You know, something that people will remember. And I write little letters, though it came from Cupid.
I started out
saying, my mistress has been so busy, she asked me to write her Christmas greetings this year. And I'm certainly looking forward to the dog bones and the rubber toys I hope Santa Claus leaves on the Christmas tree. I thought it was pretty cute.
Yes, I remember now. It was.
Well, it's different anyhow, and I thought I'd do the same thing this year. So if you happen to see a card with a schnauzer dog
Yes, Miss Perkins, I'll keep my eye peeled for a schnauzer dog, and since they have a million cards these days that have nothing to do with Christmas, I may just find one.
Well, I do hope so. Well, you'd better get going. Mrs. Baxter's already at the card shop.
What's the matter with this card?
Oh, it just says Christmas greeting.
Isn't that the idea?
It's not very original. This one's rather pretty. Just a simple wreath on the door with holly. You like this New England village with the church and the people walking across the snow? Lights coming from the church. That's rather
pretty. Well, we had one just like that almost one year.
Yeah, that's true. Well, here's a mailbox. Decorated up. Candles, pine cones. There's some angels, some snow scenes, some sleighs.
If you see one that has a schnauzer dog, Miss Perkins would like us to make a note of it.
Oh, yeah. I remember her card from last year. Her dog sent it.
Yeah, she thought it was pretty cute.
So did some others. I think I figured up. We got cards from two dogs and three cats and a couple of parakeets.
Hey, wait a minute. Look at this. Here we are.
What?
That's the card.
It just says Merry Christmas.
Yeah, but that's the idea. I don't know why you go through this every year, knocking yourself out to find just the right card, and when we open the cards we get, we just look to see who sent them.
Well...
I mean, really, do we look, really look at the card, itself?
Yes, I do. I think the card you choose tells something about the person. I remember the Yates's from... They never go to church, and they send out very religious cards.
Well, let's decide on this one. Just Merry Christmas, plain, simple.
We got one last year from the Quimples, who never touch a drop, and it showed Santa Claus absolutely plastered on martinis.
I remember that.
Figure those things out at all. I really can't.
I can't even figure out designing cards like that. Look, shall we settle on this one?
Oh, hon.
Merry Christmas. It's a lovely card. I'm tired.
You just got here. Now, I've been looking for almost 2 hours.
Why don't we come back some other day?
No, we're not going to come back. I'm going to decide today.
All right. Now, you decide. You make the decision, and I'll go along.
No. I've done that too many years, and then you say, why did you pick this card? No, I'm not going to do that again. You sit over there, and I'll bring you a bunch of catalogs, honey.
Get comfortable. All right. I'll spend exactly 15 minutes more looking, and that's it. I'll pick a card, and if you don't like it, that's it. Okay, I've made up my mind. You've got two cards to choose from. This one says Merry Christmas, and this says Season's Greetings. Just a plain red and gold border, which is simple, good taste, and not expensive.
After all this time, that's it?
Look, Life is short. Do we have to spend 3 hours of our lives every year trying to choose a Christmas card?
Well, let me look through this one more catalog, okay?
Okay. I guess we're not the only ones.
Hmm?
Hey, look at that couple over there. They've been arguing for an hour. Boy, is he mad, and boy, is she mad. Woo-hoo! Move over a little that way, and you can hear them.
Oh, it's not nice to listen in on other people's discussions.
This isn't even a discussion. This is an out-and-out battle. Come on. Tidal
all right. There's more bold than
what card I like. Now, quit asking me if I really like it.
But you don't even look at the selection, Harold. You just point to any old card and say, take that one. Well, what do you want me to say,
Harriet? I tell you the same thing every year. I don't care what card you pick. Just pick one.
And when I do select, when you yell at me, that you hate it.
Look, Harriet, all I said was, I'm sick of you picking out English stagecoaches or that little choir outside the window singing God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
I told you a million times, it's not God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. It's God Rest Ye Merry Comma Gentlemen.
I don't care what it is. You pick the card, I had it. You can take these Christmas card catalogs and...
Ah! Oh, Bob! Are you all right?
Oh, I say, no, I'm sorry. I didn't see you standing there. I...
Honey. Here, let me help you.
All right. I'm sorry. I slammed the catalog down and they all fell on the floor. I can't tell you how sorry I am. I mean, those darn things are heavy, too.
No, you're telling me.
Here, hold on a minute. Can you walk, dear? Are you all right?
Oh, I certainly apologize. Really, are you all right?
That's what comes from losing your temper, Harold.
Well, I'm certainly responsible. You need a doctor?
No. I think I'll be all right. It's just my ankle.
Here, let me give you my business card. If you have to have a doctor, I want you to know that I was responsible and I'll take care of the bill.
No. It's okay. I don't think it's broken.
I'm afraid we've had a little trouble selecting our Christmas card.
I remember and understand perfectly.
Well, you let me know if you have any trouble with that ankle. I'm going back to the office, Harriet. I'll see you tonight.
If you get in touch with us, if you know anything is wrong. Harold?
Can you walk on that foot?
No.
Well, hop to the front of the store. I'll bring the car around. We'd better get the ankle x-rayed at the emergency room at the hospital. And then, if necessary, I'll call Dr. Davies. Can you hop on one foot to the front door of the store?
I am going to stand on one foot right here, hanging on to the counter, until you order our Christmas cards. Now, you can pick either the one that says Merry Christmas or Season's Greetings.
Well, I think I'll pick Season's Greetings. And then if we get a card from somebody we didn't send one to, and it's too late to say Merry Christmas, I can send Season's Greetings out in time for the New Year's. You know what I mean? I mean, they won't know then that we cut them off the list. What do you think?
I think we better get my ankle x-rayed.
Keep your foot on the footstool. You said not to put any pressure on it. Well, aren't you glad it isn't broken?
My second toe is broken.
I know, but that's not as bad as an ankle. You might have been laid up for ages.
I can't get a new one.
Doctor said you probably will by next Monday.
So I sit around the house all weekend doing what?
Why, addressing envelopes.
What do you mean?
Well, we got the envelopes for the Christmas cards. Priscilla at the stationery store said somebody had ordered the very Season's Greeting cards that we picked and then changed their mind. So we've got at least 200 to start with. Priscilla's ordering the other 100. I said, you know, without our names on, there's no sense going to that extent.
You mean I am to sit around all weekend addressing Christmas cards?
Envelopes. And you'll have time to write notes on the cards to your old high school pals, which you've never had time for before. We'll do cards all weekend and get them done. You know, for the first time in our life, when we've said we'll get our cards done early, we really will. Think of it, hon. Isn't it wonderful?
I am. I could have been crippled for life with a ton of Christmas card catalogs crashing down on my foot.
Oh, you can't look at it that way, dear. I don't. It's only a broken tone. We'll get our cards done early. Look at it this way. Something good comes out of everything.
I'll try to look at it that way.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrol. I compared labels. Daytrol has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrol can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrol. New from Bristol-Myers.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal. The Little Things in Life has been brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Final Net, the non-aerosol hair mist that holds up longer than you do.
Marsh.
Yes, could you...
Marsh, please, don't you realize...
No, Angela, wait. Listen to me.
There really isn't anything you should say to me. Talk to your wife.
She's the one you should be talking to.
Now, Angela, listen. Emily's just been checked into Jefferson.
What?
Jason's with her now. I thought you would want to know.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Marsh. Forgive me. What is it?
Well, do you think you want to come in?
Oh, right away. Oh, what can I tell Susie and Jennifer?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's just Emily's had a return of her symptoms.
Oh.
Now, there's nothing to be alarmed at now, so you needn't bother the children.
Oh, Jennifer's at a neighbor's, so I could ask her to keep her... look, never mind. I'll be in as soon as possible. And, Marsh, I'm sorry.
It's all right. Don't worry, Angela.
Tell her Em's resting.
Oh, Jason just walked in and says...
Yes, Marsh, I heard him. I'll be in as soon as I can make it. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Marsh, you think it was necessary to call Angela in?
Well, Jason, I just thought she'd want to know.
Well, I'm more concerned about the children.
Well, Angela said she'd handle it, and I said there was no reason for immediate alarm.
Well, Em's responding to medication. Marsh Gonzalez is with her, and he's a good man.
I know. Look, Jason, can you fill me in on what might have preceded Emily's attack?
Well, there's nothing unusual that I can think of. We were almost ready to leave the cabin, all packed, as a matter of fact, and... she had the attack.
You mean the tinnitus?
Yes, and headache.
Oh.
You see, she'd forgotten her medication that morning.
Uh-huh, yes, I see. And I'd reduced the dosage, too, when you picked it up just before you left for the cabin.
Yes, that's right, you had.
Well, it seems the medication was controlling the symptoms. Jason, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid it was not a remission. Come in.
Oh, Angela, you didn't have to rush, but I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, Jason.
Excuse me, Angela, but did you see your sister?
Oh, well, the nurse said she was sleeping. How is she?
All her signs are okay. She's no better and no worse than she was when she checked out of here, what was it, 2 weeks ago.
Marsh, that is not quite true.
What do you mean?
Well, Jason, before you left for the cabin, she told me the numbness was worse.
And you didn't tell me?
Angela, for God's sake.
Oh, Jason, she made me promise. I knew she'd be with you the whole time, and she said she'd tell you and Marsh when she got back.
Well, I hope that's the reason why you didn't tell me, and not because of some personal problem between us.
Your flight is now boarding.
I can't believe we're really going home.
Take your last look at the Zurich, darling.
Oh, not our last, Kurt. We'll be coming back here for special anniversaries and for the skiing.
Of course. I meant your last look as Lynn Carter.
Oh, next time I see it, I'll be Mrs. Curtis Rogers.
Were you able to call your father and tell him we were on our way?
Oh, yes, while you were out.
And what did he say?
You know, I don't know.
What do you mean?
I'm afraid I talked the whole time. I hardly gave him a chance to say a word.
Well, he must have said something, didn't he, when you said I was coming too?
Well, I guess so, darling, but you know what overseas calls are like.
Did you tell him he wanted to get married right away?
No, I didn't.
Any special reason?
Of course not. I want him to meet you. After all, he should get a chance to know you first. Kurt, look, I don't believe it.
What? Oh, no.
Yes. The little detective in the derby hat who's been following us. He came to see us off.
This is ridiculous. He should know.
This was Whistler flight number 164 to Chicago. Please proceed to gate 16. Now boarding flight 164.
Come on, darling.
I'd like to...
Oh, forget him. What can he do? Just because he doesn't know the case is closed on Curtis Rogers? He's no problem to us. Come on, let's go.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Finalnet sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Finalnet is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Finalnet go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Finalnet. The first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrol. I compared labels. Daytrol has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrol can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrol, new from Bristol-Myers.
Angela, you didn't tell Susie anything.
No, Jason, not after a note asking her to pick up Jennifer at the Baileys and that I'd be home shortly.
Oh, yeah, well, it's going to be tough on them.
Marsh said he thought he'd let Emily go home in a day or so.
Yes, I know, but the kids can't help but wonder what's happening.
Fortunately, Jennifer has something else to think about right now.
Oh, what's that?
A new kitten.
Oh, fine, that's just what we needed.
She's named him, or her, Charlie, because he looks like Charlie Chaplin, she says.
Now, what does an 8-year-old child know about Charles Chaplin?
A great deal. You forget television.
Oh, yes. You think she's old enough to take the responsibility?
Oh, just wait until you see her with him.
Oh. Angela.
Hmm?
Emily didn't go into any detail about the numbness.
Only to say she thought it was increasing.
Oh. Well, we're going to get somebody else in. Marsh suggested Zabo.
Does Emily know?
No, not yet. Now, we'll go over all her tests with him first and then proceed from there.
Well, doesn't Marsh have any idea?
Angie, the tests show nothing.
But the symptoms.
Well, Marsh has had an idea of, well...
What?
Angela, look, it's still too early to speculate. Let's wait until Zabo has a chance to work on it, huh?
But Marsh does have some idea of what it could be.
Angie, the tests show nothing.
Well, Emily knows something is wrong.
Well, she's just worried. She's always been so healthy, she's having a hard time adjusting to the idea that any little thing could go wrong.
Oh, any little thing.
No. By the way, anything happen at River Run while we were up in the woods?
Oh, your father called earlier.
Oh, anything special?
Yeah, Lynn is on her way home from Zurich.
Well, that should please them.
Not quite.
Oh, Kurt's with her?
Mm-hmm, and Robert didn't sound happy about that.
Oh. Did Anne get in, do you know?
Yes, Robert said she's in the guest cottage.
Well, it'll be nice to see her again.
I don't really know her very well.
Oh, she's all right. Although I'd say she's a bit too liberated for my taste.
Well, you'd better get used to it, Jason. Susie and Jennifer are growing up liberated.
Oh.
I sure wish I knew what liberated meant.
Pay attention, you'll find out. It's not all negative or all positive. Aunt's quite well off, as they say, isn't she?
Oh, yes, quite. Her father left her a huge trust, I understand.
Must be a little tough on Lynn having a sister or a stepsister who's obviously wealthy.
Well, Anne doesn't flaunt it, Angela. You have to know her a while before you'd even be aware of it. Oh, hey, I see the living room lights are still on. We'll have to tell Susie tonight, then.
Oh, dear,
what's the matter?
Well, I just hope she doesn't think I was cutting her out by not telling her that her mother was home and back in the hospital. When do we land at Chicago?
5:15, I think. Evening, I hope.
And then there's my brother, Jason, and his wife, Emily.
Jason's a doctor.
That's right. Emily, well, she's been in the hospital.
What's wrong with her?
Nothing, it seems. But it was serious where we were concerned.
What do you mean?
She was the reason Carol and I left Zurich in such a rush. And if that hadn't happened, we might have been married by now.
Well, we'll make up for lost time.
Now that I think of it, it's too bad we didn't get married in Zurich.
And why?
Well, Daddy is going to find every excuse and reason in the book to keep us from getting married. I just know it.
Hi, I'm trimming my little girl's hair. Mine was the same beautiful chestnut color once, before the grays started sneaking in. But I discovered Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It covered my grays without changing my natural color. And it has no peroxide. Loving Care made my hair shinier and softer, too. Our hair looks almost alike now. Except mine has no bubble gum in it.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Orcedar angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Orcedar angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Orcedar makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound.
Orcedar makes your life easier.
To Have and to Hold has been brought to you by the Orcedar Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.